Okay, Sunday morning, 7/25/21. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title is The Conscience, Can You Trust It? The conscience, can you trust it? It has only brought sorrow and trouble to man. It was not a part of God's original plan for man to be led by his conscience. But you hear ministers even say that, yeah, you can trust your conscience. Well, I disagree totally, and I want to show you why. In the garden, man walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening. The man and the woman did not even know that they were naked. They were totally God conscious. After the fall, they realized they were naked. They went from God consciousness or righteousness consciousness to self-consciousness. And this caused man to become divided. Two minds. Go to Genesis. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thou shalt surely die. I said, live by the conscience equals death. Okay, the eating of the tree started the death cycle for mankind. Originally, God made man to live forever. 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 He didn't want man to die. That's why he warned him. We see here the two agendas are the two masters, Matthew 6, 24 through 34. One of them is about God clothing you, taking care of you. You're not worried about what you're going to eat, drink, or wear. The other master makes you aware. You don't have anything to eat. You don't have anything to wear. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? In other words, a carefree life became a life full of worry and care. Mm-hmm. All right. The day in the garden, the battle began for the minds of men. Satan, instead of God, became the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4 said the god of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so they can't come to the knowledge of the truth. We see the whole world in that quandary right now. They're blinded from the truth, even most Christians. The truth of what he has done and is doing. All right. Spiritual death brought natural death. If their spirit man hadn't have died, then death wouldn't have come. They would have lived forever. That's where we get our life, is from the Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Okay? All right. All right, we're going to look at the conscience just a little bit. I've got a few scriptures here. The first one is John 8, 9. I mean, they were totally not even aware of their body. They were naked. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. Right here, I looked up those words in the Strong's. Convicted means reproved or rebuked. Conscience here means co-perception. You could say double-minded. Co-perception. Wasn't enough to be single-minded, godly-minded, and here devil comes up and joins his two cents. Okay. Acts 23. Hath God said. He's been hathing God said to mankind ever since. Try to talk them out of what God's word says. We're going to walk by faith. Well, you know. All right, 23:1. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." What does he mean by that? Well, this is what I think he means. A good conscience is a conscience that doesn't sway you from being single-minded and keeping your mind on God and following forth with God's way. That's a good conscience. A bad conscience is one that gives you trouble. Pure and simple. What did he mean? Good conscience. His conscience had to say no to his conscience and do what God wanted him to do. Just say, I'm not going to be swayed by that. Because he had a quandary. A good conscience is one that does not interfere or obstruct. You're fully following God. It takes discipline to do this, not be moved by what your senses dictate to you. Or what someone does to you, or what someone says to you. It does not sway you. Okay. All right. Acts 24:16. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. You can see that the conscience, just like the law, is always shining a light on where you offended. God does not do that. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, but is not the righteous. People say, well, the Holy Spirit convicted me. No, he didn't. He convicted you when you were unborn again. Because man, that's the only thing he can gauge anything on is his conscience. When he doesn't have the Spirit of God in him. Or his spirit has not been created. Because God can't take the lead when your spirit's dead. So people of the world use their conscience for things. But the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. All right. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, but not the righteous. Maybe for a sinner, the conscience is all they have, but the believer, we are not to be led by the conscience. It is just Satan's tool to steal your righteous consciousness or righteousness consciousness. In other words, your peace and your joy. He has one agenda, to disrupt God's plan. That's it. All right. Keep going. Romans 2:15. There's a lot on the conscience. I didn't put them all down. Aren't you glad? Which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or also excusing one another. I see single-minded here, not double-minded, and no co-perception. Perception is how you view things. Yeah. We always want our perception to be in line with God's Word, how we see things. Romans 9:1. Paul said, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. So knowing the truth in Christ Jesus, the conscience will not cause you to step into that other realm of perception. That's Satan's plan. Remember, he is after your mind. All right, keep going. 1 Timothy 1:5. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. Yeah, I like that. Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. So you can see where the conscience could pull you off of your faith, that co-perception going on here. Can't let it do that. See how the conscience works, pulling you off your faith and tempting you to embrace the flesh? We do not want or need co-perception. We just need God's. The day man fell, it was that it's what Eve saw. She saw another perception independent of what God said. When Satan said, well, you know, she said, well, you know, we can't eat of the tree, and she said even touch the tree. Well, that ought to have been a sign there. It was told to her secondhand, not firsthand. So Satan said, well, have God said? He doesn't want you to be like him. He just completely deceived her. That's when the conscience come into play right there. And she wasn't even aware, she didn't even have that, was not even awakened in her before that. Okay, that's Genesis 3, 1 through 13, if you want to read that about what the devil did. How do we combat this evil agenda? Well, the Lord's given us Romans 8, 32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is what keeps you from doing that. We're to be single-minded. James chapter 1 tells us about that. To me, it's double-minded. You could say the other mind is your conscience. That's what I think. Study it yourself. All right, James 1, 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, the trying your faith worketh patience. Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. What would make you waver? The voice of your conscience. It's of the soul. A wave of the sea tossed or driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man. Is that co-perception? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. It's pretty plain to me. Always second-guessing yourself. Always feeling bad about yourself. Well, you have your conscience to thank for that. This is the devil's tool against you, against your mind. He works through your five senses, but we don't fight against this with our flesh. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5 talks about the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal, but mighty through God to the putting down of strongholds, casting down every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It would have helped Eve that day to have done that, right? Say, no, the Bible says that. I'm not listening to you. That didn't happen. All right, Romans 8, 14, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, not your conscience. Okay, Romans 8. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are, who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. What happened in the garden? They went from the law of life to the law of death. All right, right here, condemnation means an adverse sentence. What does God say? God says, you're forgiven. The devil says, you're guilty. We will not be able to get rid of this until Satan is bound or we are changed through death or coming of Jesus. James says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. It is a discipline. This would be a good confession. I go days, weeks, months, years, and don't even know that I have a body, but I hear and obey God's Spirit every day. Okay? All right. One more couple of scriptures and we're done. This is Romans chapter 7, 23. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing it into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. co-perception. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with a mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So don't let your conscience be your guide.